Well, hello, friends. Welcome into another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. And it's crazy season. What else can I say? Yep, happens three times a year. As we get closer and closer to the postseason in fall, winter, and spring sports at the high school level. And here we go. We have so much to get to in this edition of Central Region Now. We are going to get to it as quickly as humanly possible. Jam-packed edition. In this edition, we will review the RVA Sports Network NBC 12 Big 12 high school football poll. We will look ahead to week 9 of the regular season. And we will specifically talk VHSL playoff standings going into the final 3 weeks of the regular season. We will talk about teams from out of town that are going to affect some of our 804 teams as to whether or not they're going to make the postseason or not. A little bit of a get-to-know-you session about some of those teams as well and things that you need to be looking out for. As we will be looking out for over the next three Friday nights as we get set for the postseason to begin on November the 13th. But first things first, here on the midweek edition of the podcast, we like to start by talking about the other fall sports because there's so much other activities and whatnot to talk about. I want to congratulate all the runners who did so well at the Milestat.com Invitational this past Saturday over at Pole Green Park in Mechanicsville. Cross-country regular season quickly winding down, conference tournaments, most of them taking place a week from Wednesday, the 28th. Pocahontas Park is going to host Conference 20. Conference 11 is going to be at Pole Green. Conference 16 is going to be at Patrick Henry. And all of them will be taking place on the 28th. So cross-country is wrapping up. Shout-out, speaking of Patrick Henry, to Andrea Dill and Shea Birch. They finished 1-2 on Tuesday afternoon at the 5A North Region Girls Open Championship. Andrea shot 82, Shea shot 83. They both advanced to the State Girls 5A Championship, which will be contested in Virginia Beach over 2 days on Monday and Tuesday. There'll be others from the Central Region that are there as well, but we did get that report in on Twitter late this afternoon and wanted to send them a congratulations on that and a best of luck down at the beach. May your fairways be wide and your greens stick hard. That's my wish for all golfers. I used to golf, and then I busted my shoulder about 11 years ago, and then I gave up my game and gave my clubs away to somebody years back, or maybe I sold them at a yard sale. I don't know. So now, our Super 6 polls in field hockey, boys and girls volleyball. We are getting to the final hours of the regular season in field hockey. Boys and girls volleyball regular season wraps up a week from Thursday the 29th, and the first tournament to get underway will be Conference 11. They're going to have a big quarterfinals doubleheader of boys and girls, so a quadruple header overall over at Glen Allen High School on Halloween Saturday, leading into the big semifinal matchups early the following week. And as we're getting tournament schedules, we're beginning to post them on our websites. I know that we've posted some already for Conference 12 over at ChesterfieldCountySports.net. Hanover County Schools, Patrick Henry and Atlee, need to check that out because, of course, they are playing in Conference 12's boys volleyball tournament since they're the only teams in Conference 16 that have boys volleyball. They get pushed over to Conference 12 across the river to take on the likes of Prince George and L.C. Byrd and Metoaka and Metabridge and Highland Springs and Verina, and that tournament gets underway on the 2nd of November. So lots of things going on, and we're still trying to get clarification on how Conference 11 is going to get split in field hockey. If you'll recall, the last 2 years, they've actually split the conference into two tournaments, and one winner goes to 5A South Region, and the other winner goes to 5A North. Well, of course, Atlee has left Conference 11. Glen Allen and J.R. Tucker have moved into Conference 11. So we need to know how they're going to split those tournaments up, and those tournaments are next week at Douglas Freeman. So we have word in with the Virginia High School League, and as soon as we know, we will let you know. So now our Super 6 polls, field hockey first, then boys volleyball, then girls volleyball. There's been some juggling in all of them, some more than others. Field hockey, been an up-and-down week for James River. They had a loss today to St. Catharines. Nothing, what's the word I'm thinking of here? Nothing shameful about that, that's for sure. St. Catharines, along with several others in the private school ranks, some of the best teams in the area. And if you don't know, we had decided early on when we started our fall polls in field hockey that we were going to do public schools only. And that's not a diss to the private schools. We just felt like that they were in a different universe of sorts in terms of field conditions that they play on, turf versus grass, the schedules that they run, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, James River goes to number 6 this week. They hang on in our poll. Just outside of our poll, Prince George, Henrico, and Douglas Freeman. Now, Cosby with a win Tuesday night. They get set for a huge showdown with Clover Hill Wednesday night, Super 6 showdown. Cosby moves to number 5. And, of course, Cosby has the head-to-head victories over James River in the regular season. Attlee moves up 1 to number 4. They got a big win over Henrico on Monday. And they are now 12-3 heading into Hanover Senior Night on Thursday. And, of course, you know, Coach Farling and company, they don't want it to be a trap game. They want to keep the momentum going into the conference tournament. Midlothian is now 3rd. They actually stay there from this past week. Clover Hill hangs at number 2 despite getting one loss this past week. And hanging on to number 1, doing very well and moving toward conference tournament play. And if they split up the Conference 11 situation like they did last year, Deep Run would be part of the group that would move over to 5A North. And if they would like to repeat as conference champions and then move on and go further in the region than they did in 2014. So our Super 6 in field hockey, Deep Run, Clover Hill, Midlothian, Attlee, Cosby, James River. And just on the outside looking in, Prince George, Henrico, Douglas Freeman. Looking ahead to next week's conference tournaments, Attlee, of course, in a brand new era as they move over with Patrick Henry to start playing teams in Conference 16 in 5A North, the likes of Orange and Albemarle, etc. And that tournament is games at higher seeds. So when the rankings and the seedings and the brackets come out at the end of the week, we'll know whether PH or Attlee have to, if they end up meeting each other early on, if one of them has to travel, one of them gets home, etc. Conference 3 tournament's going to be crazy with Clover Hill, Cosby, and James River all involved. Conference 20 could be very interesting. Midlothian host Hanover tomorrow night. That could be a preview of a matchup in that tournament. Hanover lost to Maggie Walker earlier today, Tuesday afternoon. Maggie Walker gets placed into Conference 20 because there is one state champion for the 1A through 4A classifications combined, and Maggie Walker will move over into Conference 20 for tournament purposes. So Mills, Godwin, Hanover, Midlothian, that'll be a good Conference 20 tourney coming up. Boys volleyball, still got a week to go in the regular season after this week. Tournaments begin, as we mentioned, Halloween Saturday, the 31st in boys. Hanging on to number 1 after back-to-back wins the last two nights, the Attlee Raiders, they moved to 18-2. They beat Mills Godwin in 4 sets Monday night, and they sweep Patrick Henry on Tuesday night. Deep Run staying right behind them at number 2. Of course, those two teams met in the first week of the regular season with Attlee winning a 5-set thriller at Deep Run. And unfortunately, with Attlee's move over to 5A North, they won't meet in the Conference 11 tournament anymore. If they see each other, it will be in the Final 4 or the Final 2 if they both can make it through their respective regions. Attlee in 5A North, Deep Run in 5A South. Midlothian tuning up really well for Conference 20 and another run in 4A, trying to get back-to-back state championships. They are number 3 now in our poll, just ahead of Mills Godwin, who fell to number 4 after the loss to Attlee. And Mills Godwin struggling with some injury issues. So is another team in our Super 6 poll. And the Eagles, you know, talked with their head coach last night. And right now she's just trying to find the right combinations, the right formula in time for the postseason. And Godwin's got plenty of talent. They will be heard from in Conference 11 and likely beyond. Deep Run, Mills Godwin, certainly the top two seeds in boys volleyball in Conference 11, but Douglas Freeman lurks just behind them and has the capability of pulling off a tournament upset, and that's basically all you can ask for at this particular point. Right now, Coach Calvert and company, they're playing for seeding. They want to get that 3rd seed if at all possible, try to avoid the 1-4 semifinal, being the 2-3 semi instead. James River moves up one to number 5 in our poll this week, and James River's got the likes of Cosby and Manchester to deal with, mostly Cosby when it comes to the Conference 3 tournament in 6A. And, of course, 6A, the boys' volleyball in the regional, gets a little quirky, too, with the way they set things up. And when we get closer to that end of the month of November, we'll post that information on ChesterfieldCountySports.net. Since Conference 3 is exclusively Chesterfield County schools, 5 of them, and then the exception, the lone person out of that, is Franklin County. Colonial Heights also suffering some injury issues. They fell to Prince George in 5 sets. Prince George just outside of our poll. Colonial Heights falls to James River, number 5 this week, and Colonial Heights now at number 6. And they, too, looking for the right combinations before they head into that 1A to 4A combined situation. They'll play their own conference tournament, and then down the road could have a third match with Midlothian, or might find themselves against Hanover when we get into that sectional a la regional tournaments coming up later in November. Girls volleyball. Let's go 6-1 like we should. Don't know why I did it wrong for boys. Number 6 moving into the poll finally, and boy, it's going to be a contest down to the bitter end as to who gets the number 1 seed in Conference 20. Powhatan enters our poll with a record of 16-3, one of their lone losses early in the season to Hanover. And we'll talk about them in just a moment. So Powhatan at 6, up 1 to number 5. Goochland staying unbeaten. They are now 18-0. They got a sweep over Fluvanna, if memory serves me correctly, earlier this evening. But they are now the Bulldogs at 18-0. Staying at number 4, Deep Run. Staying at number 3, and we got a chance to see them tonight on senior night, the Hawks of Hanover, and they are playing some fantastic volleyball. They swept Lee Davis like a firestorm tonight. Lee Davis is struggling a bit, but Lee Davis has plenty of talent. They proved that when they almost knocked off Deep Run at home about 12 days ago. So Lee Davis is not the team you want to draw in the Conference 11 tournament, especially in the semifinals when the whole thing's on the line, and most of the girls on that Lee Davis squad has significant experience at the regional and even the state semifinal level from last year. But Hanover, let me tell you, looking sharp, looking good. They want to get that top seed in Conference 20, though, because if they end up with a rematch with Powhatan for the conference title, they want to host it. They don't want to have to get on the bus. Now, yeah, no matter what, win or lose in that, they get to move on to the regional, and there'll be bigger fish to fry then. But Hanover has got the goods and the talent. This team's been working towards this season for the last 3 years. They had 6 seniors honored tonight at senior night, Leela Hainsworth, Miranda Hall, Kendall Pulley, and others. And we're going to have a senior night photo gallery up on our Hanover County Sports Facebook page at facebook.com/HanoverSports later on Tuesday night. So the Hawks looking really strong. Right in front of them, though, a team that knocked them off not too long ago in their last rivalry night match. The Atlee Raiders moved to 19-4 tonight. They're number 2 in our poll with a win over Patrick Henry in 3 sets up in Ashland. And so the Raiders holding on to number 2. And, of course, they begin that new era again, 5A North Conference 16 tournament. They're no longer in 11. Atlee and Lee Davis won't see each other in the playoffs like they normally do in the first week. And then girls volleyball number 1 staying right there where they were last week. The Mills Godwin Eagles now at 20-2. And they will host Lee Davis coming up on Monday night. And we'll have that match for you live on RVA Sports Network. Our volleyball coverage is on our YouTube channel. If you don't subscribe, just go to YouTube.com and search RVA Sports Network. You'll come to our page and then just click subscribe. And every time we have volleyball, basketball, baseball, softball, soccer, lacrosse, you'll be able to listen to it live. You'll get a reminder all the time that it's coming up, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we always post our links to our broadcasts online as well and on Twitter. So join us at rvasportsnetwork.com or any of our county-centric websites, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net. So that's our girls' volleyball Super 6 poll for this week. Mills Godwin, Atlee, Hanover, Deep Run stay your top 4. Goochland up to 5, and Powhatan moves in at number 6. All right, RVA Sports Network, NBC 12. Big 12 High School Football Poll released Monday night on NBC 12 News with Mark and Matt. We will go from the bottom to the top. No changes up in the top realm of it. No changes up top, but some changes down at the bottom after Week 8 results. Number 12, Manchester. They fall one spot after falling 44-31 to Hermitage on Friday night to go to 5-2 on the year. So glad to know that Bryce Hall is okay. He had been carted off. They boarded him just for precautionary situations. He came back in this game after having been out with a shoulder injury, comes back and then gets hurt and has to be taken out on the stretcher, taken to a hospital for precautionary measures. He tweeted out late Friday night, he's sorry he scared everybody. We're just glad he's going to be okay. As to, you know, playing condition, we don't know. What we do know is Manchester's got Clover Hill this week. Manchester's in a dogfight right now for a home game in the first round of the 6A South Conference 3-4 subregion. And we'll talk more about that in just a few moments. Number 11, back in the poll after being in it briefly earlier this year, Hopewell moving to 5-2. Got that big win over Colonial Heights to get their fifth win of the season. And they've got the team coming in this week that fell out of the poll, and that is Matoaka. Matoaka's winning streak comes to an end as Meadowbrook beats them 21-14. And so there you have it. Can Hopewell keep in the poll, keep Matoaka from making a return back into the poll, and huge playoff implications in this game for both teams. Number 10, falling four spots after their first loss of the season here on the game of the week last week, 42-0 to Highland Springs. The Lee Davis Confederates, and it doesn't get any easier for them. They've got to hit the road to Route 301 and take on rival Hanover this week. And wouldn't you know it, Hanover's just above them at number 9 in our poll. They bounce back three positions. Marcus Pizzala throwing for three touchdown passes and Hanover's big 45-9 win at Verina. What a great bounce back after their really rough loss to Highland Springs the week before. Now they want to move it to 6-2 and keep going upwards in 4A East, and we'll talk about that momentarily too. Number 8, Monacan. They got two games left. They have a bye the final week of the regular season. They go to Midlothian this week. They'll be prohibitively favored. They can move to 8-1, try to solidify their situation in 4A East. They saw Hanover leapfrog them this past week for that number 2 spot in the subregion. Number 7, up a spot, Douglas Freeman. Last week, a lot of people were talking, hey, J.R. Tucker might put it to him. Hey, Tigers might be able to take care of them and give them their first loss. Tucker's looking pretty good lately. And Douglas Freeman thrashed them by 30 points, 45-15, to remind people, hey, we're unbeaten, and we're in this playoff race, and we've been there the last few years, and we're going to be back again. They go to Deep Run, and they'll be prohibitively favored in that game on Friday night as the Wildcats seek to look to their future and start building for 2016. Up one to number 6, Henrico. Boy, great work by Henrico's offense in the win over Atlee. I think part of that is because Henrico does have some talent on offense, and they were able to finally get it on all cylinders in this particular game. Got to credit their defense. They shut down Atlee after intermission. They were up 21-17 and only allowed a Ethan Ratke field goal for the Raiders. Raiders are struggling offensively, and the Raiders' defense is struggling big time. Big time. Frankly, it reminds me of the Atlee 2012 team where they could score at will, but their defense could not stop anybody, and they finished 5-5 and missed the postseason, and now they are still in the 5A North playoff race. They're glad they're not in 5A South right now because they would be fighting to stay alive, but they're still fighting to stay alive in North, and they got a huge showdown coming up, of course, against Patrick Henry at home Friday night, and that will be our game of the week. Top 5 remains the same. Thomas Dale at 5, 6-1, but Meadowbrook coming in this week. They got to host Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook's coming off the big win over Matoaka, and they are fighting with Verina for the 8th and final berth in 5A South Central. Number 4, Benedictine. In that 1-versus-2 battle in VISAA Division 1, man, they looked so good Saturday in the win over Bishop Ireton, 49-0. 27 points in the second quarter, but Woodbury Forest is coming in this week, and that's going to be a tough one on Saturday afternoon. Benedictine at 4, Highland Springs stays at 3, Another big night for them, as you know, and you heard it here on the Game of the Week, and they've got a huge one at home against Henrico coming up on Friday. Number two, still unbeaten, 7-0, Hermitage with the win over Manchester. They have Mills Godwin at Chester Fritz this week in what's ostensibly an elimination game for Mills Godwin for postseason consideration. And then number one, of course, LC Bird at 7-0. They have George Wythe coming in this week. They've got Huguenot after that, and then they finish with James River. And that may end up being an issue for them. Right now they are certainly the favorite to head into the postseason as the number one seed in 5A South Central. But there are scenarios where they don't get that one seed. Let's start talking about the playoffs now, shall we? And we sat down this afternoon and did a lot of looking in terms of other teams outside of the Richmond area that are going to play a role as to whether some of our 804 schools get in. Let's go over that really quickly, give you some information to help you be prepared for the last 3 weeks of the regular season. You might start looking for some team names on Twitter in your search bar that you've never searched for before, depending upon who you are a fan of. 6A South, one of the subregions, is conferences 3 and 4. And going into this week, number one seed is Colonial Forge, and they have a pretty hefty lead in that over Thomas Dale. Now, if you want complete information on the numbers, on the actual standings, all you have to do is go to rvasportsnetwork.com. That's rvasportsnetwork.com. And we have broken down 6A South, 5A North and South, 4A East, 3A East, 2A East. Anything you need to know, it is there. You just go to rvasportsnetwork.com. You'll need to scroll down a little bit down the page. It's currently the third entry on the page, and it will give you the numbers. Now, we'll talk about some of the numbers here. Colonial Forge first in 6A South in this 8-team subregion at 31.5 points. Thomas Dale next at 29.857, so just shy of 30. C.D. Hilton is 2 points behind them. Just behind them in fourth is Manchester. They are just 0.2 of a point behind C.D. Hilton. And then there's a pretty big drop-off, about 2.5 points to number five, Woodbridge. 0.1 of a point behind them in sixth is River Bend. Almost 0.2 of a point behind them in seventh is Forest Park. And 0.5 behind them in eighth is Cosby. Cosby fell this week because of the loss to Bird to the number eight and final position in the postseason. 1.15 points behind Cosby, tied for ninth, are James River and Freedom. And so basically you have four spots in the postseason and six teams fighting for them within 2 points of each other. Number nine, James River and Freedom, they're tied for ninth, are 2 points behind number five, Woodbridge. So what about the schedules going down the road? Well, Colonial Forge has to go to Woodbridge this Friday. So if Woodbridge could get this win, it could vaunt them into the top four and separate them from Riverbend, Cosby, Forest Park, etc. Huge game for Woodbridge. Colonial Forge looking for a win to continue the separation to make sure they hang on to the number one seed in that 8-team pod. But Colonial Forge only has two games left because they have a bye the following week. And then they host Freedom, who's tied for ninth in the final match of the regular season on 11-6. And, of course, Freedom could be playing for their postseason lives that night, and an upset win over Colonial Forge might do it. Thomas Dale's next at two. They have a very challenging road the final 3 weeks. They host Meadowbrook, as we mentioned earlier. Then they host Hopewell. And then they finish, of course, at Metoaka in that traditional Southern Chesterfield rivalry game. All of those teams right now fighting for or are playoff teams, okay? We are not going to go out on the limb and say that anybody has clinched a playoff berth. You will see some media outlets who try to run the numbers and say that, yes, so-and-so is in the playoffs or whatnot. There are two ways that we're going to say that somebody's in the playoffs. Either we hear it from the Virginia High School League or we crunch the numbers in the final 2 weeks of the season so much so that we don't see any possible scenario that, for example, LC Bird could fall out of the top eight. Now, LC Bird going to make the playoffs? Yeah, they're going to make it. Can we say they've officially clinched the playoffs? We've not heard that from the VHSL. So, back to 6A South. Cosby James River meet this Friday. Obviously, the matchup is huge. Both teams 3-4. The game's at the Swamp. James River wins. They will overtake Cosby in the race. Now, of course, Freedom, they're still talking playoffs. They're still alive, tied with James River for ninth. And they host Forest Park, the 7th seed. So there's a lot at stake in the 6A South pod this Friday night. 7 takes on one of the teams at number 9. 8-9 matchup between Cosby and James River. Thomas Dale has to play 5A Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook's still fighting for their playoff lives. And you've got Woodbridge with a shot to upset the top seed Colonial Forge and send everything into a tizzy. And they try to get into the top four because they want a home game round one. They'd love to get ahead of Manchester. Manchester, what's left for them? Home to Clover Hill. Then they got to go to Monacan and go to Cosby. So nothing set in stone yet for the Lancers. And right now they've got a home game round one. But you got to be in the top four to do it, and they don't want to be leapfrogged by anybody. They have a comfortable margin on Woodbridge now, but a Woodbridge upset of Colonial Forge could upset that apple cart. Cosby after James River, they have George Wythe in Manchester. James River after Cosby, they have to go to Clover Hill and go to L.C. Byrd. So you see the roads ahead of all of them. And again, latest point standings all at RVASportsNetwork.com. Let's move to 4A East for a moment. This past week, Hanover's victory over Verina helps them strengthen the schedule in that capital district. They overtake Monacan for second place in the 8-team sub-regional between conferences 19 and 20. Cortland is number one. They have about a 2-point edge over Hanover. Cortland has 28.143 points. They are 6-1. Hanover's number two at 26.286. 6/10 of a point behind Hanover is Monacan in third, 25.625. And remember, Monacan only has 2 games left to play. Hanover has 3, Cortland has 3, and the team just behind Monacan, Chancellor, has 3. Chancellor is only 35/100 of a point behind Monacan in fourth place. A point behind them in fifth is Eastern View. 4/10 of a point behind them in sixth is Dinwiddie. And then there's a big drop-off to 7. Louisa in seventh at 20.857. King George, with the revised numbers released by the VHSL Tuesday, in eighth now, 4/10 of a point ahead of Powhatan, who on Monday, when the standings came out, had the 8th seed. But now all the Monday results are in. All the bonus points for you winning a game and the team that you beat won a game, so you get a couple of extra points, and those things all added up. King George overtakes Powhatan for number 8. So Powhatan's on the outside looking in, 4/10 of a point behind King George, and Midlothian is in 10th, 4/10 of a point behind Powhatan. So, Cortland, who are they? They're 6-1. Their last games, they play at King George on Friday, which is a team, obviously, with huge postseason aspirations, now the number 8 seed. Then they host James Monroe, one of the better teams in 3A. And then they finish at Caroline. Now, Caroline is a very winnable game for them. Caroline's having a very tough season. But in that, you're not going to get a lot of bonus points for beating a team that hasn't won much. So that's one thing to consider. Monacan, they go to Midlothian and then they host Manchester. Monacan can beat Manchester, finish 9-1 if they beat Midlothian. Some serious bonus points for beating a Manchester team that could finish 7-3. That would be 14 bonus points for that. And Monacan's got to build as many points up as they can because they'll be home resting November 6th, but they won't be getting many points. They'll only get points from teams that they've beaten that win that night. Other than that, their case has been rested. Hanover. Well, first they host Lee Davis. Then they go to Armstrong. They'll be favored. And then they host Henrico on the final night of the regular season. Henrico, who knows what position they could be in by that night. They could be 8-1 fighting for a top 3 seed in 5A Central. They could be 7-2 if they fall this week to Highland Springs. And in that situation, they would be fighting for a better, you know, they want to be the 5 seed rather than the 7 or 8 seed. Try to avoid L.C. Byrd, Hermitage in the first round, that sort of thing. And so who knows? But Hanover could pick up some serious points, beating a 6-win Lee Davis team and possibly a 7 or 8 win team in Henrico. So does Hanover have enough ahead of them to overtake Cortland? We haven't run those numbers yet. And that's assuming Cortland won all their games and Hanover won all of their games. Cortland beating James Monroe would be big for them trying to stay number one. So if the postseason started this week, Monacan and Dinwiddie would play each other in the first round, and Hanover would host Louisa in the first round. Very interesting scenarios there. Down there at the bottom where Louisa's hanging on and Powhatan and Midlothian are in the outside looking in, Powhatan's at Albemarle, then they got Fluvanna, and then they have Monticello, the last two at home. And if they beat Albemarle, that's a 5A school that's also in postseason contention. That would be huge for the young Indians. Dinwiddie finishes at Colonial Heights, at Petersburg, and then hosting Meadowbrook on that closing night. And, of course, Meadowbrook could be fighting Verina for their playoff lives that night. And, of course, at the end of the regular season, who does Verina play on the closing night? Of course, Highland Springs. So 4A East, tons of things to shake out. Louisa, by the way, 3-4, and two of the three teams they have left to play have winning records. They host Monticello, a 3A team with 5 wins. They go to Orange, a 5A team with 4 wins. It's currently fighting along with Atlee at the bottom of 5A North. And then Charlottesville, they host them to wrap things up. And right now, Charlottesville is 3-4. In 3A East, it is broken down to two 8-team subregions, conferences 25 and 27, which includes Colonial Heights, who entered the week. The number 5 seed, a little less than 1.5 points ahead of number 6 Lakeland, and then just behind them, number 7 Booker T. Washington, number 8 Tab. We got to keep tabs, no pun intended, on all of those teams. The good news for Colonial Heights, even though their schedule reads Dinwiddie at Metoaka and Petersburg to end the season, very tough schedule there. Lakeland, the first team behind them in 6th, their next two matchups are against 6-1 Grassfield out of 6A and 6-1 Indian River out of 5A. And so there'll be tough matchups. There'll be home games for Lakeland. But certainly an upset win would vault Lakeland possibly closer towards the top four. If they do not get a win over either of those schools, it could come down to their last regular season game at Nansman River, and they are currently 4-3. On the season, and in that 9-10 fight over on the other side of 5A South. Conferences 26 and 28 are together, and right now Hopewell's a point behind James Monroe for first place. And then it's a significant drop-off to number 3 Brentsville District, 3 points behind Hopewell. Hopewell hosts Metoaka, they go to Thomas Dale, they go to Prince George. So I think even if they finish at 6-4, it looks like about the worst Hopewell could do, unless, if Brentsville District runs their table, they've got Kettle Run, Liberty Buellton, and Culpeper County. Brentsville is one in the records of those teams are 1-6, 4-3, and 3-4. So certainly Brentsville has a shot to win them all, run it, and go to 8-2. Will there be enough rider points there? If Hopewell can beat Prince George, but they lose to Metoaka and Thomas Dale, what if Thomas Dale ends up 9-1? If they lose to Thomas Dale, that's still 9 bonus points in a loss situation. That's not bad if you end up losing. You want to lose to teams with very big records. The last three teams Brentville's going to play, the best any of them can do is 7-3, and they've got to make up 3 rider points in order to get that number 2 seed. So I'm not saying Hopewell's in great shape. I'm saying Hopewell, with at least one more win, is in good shape, but they want multiple wins. If they could beat Metoaka and Prince George and go 7-3, you know, they've still got James Monroe in their sights, a team that they'd love to overtake and get the number 1 seed, obviously. Then the first 3 rounds have to go through Myrner Field and Hopewell. That's not out of the realm of possibility. Down at the bottom of that bracket, Armstrong and Petersburg are tied for 6th. And a little over half a point behind them in 8th is John Marshall. Now, how big was that comeback over Glen Allen last week to get their 2nd win? It moves them ahead of Spotsylvania by almost 1/5 of a point. And then a little less than a point behind Spotsylvania in 10th is Thomas Jefferson. So TJ still fighting. Spotsylvania just behind John Marshall. Spotsylvania is at James Monroe this week. That will be a tough road to hoe. John Marshall, though, was at J.R. Tucker, and Tucker basically is looking at every game now as an elimination game. So that's going to be tough. Armstrong struggling right now and falling. in terms of the conference standings for VHSL. They need a win, but they got to go to Verina, and then they host Hanover and Atlee back-to-back, and that Week 10 game with Atlee, Atlee could be fighting for their playoff lives. Petersburg, on the other hand, 2-5 at Prince George, then Dinwiddie, then at Colonial Heights. I see a couple of games in there that are winnable for Petersburg, and if you know they could go 2-1 down the stretch and finish 4-6, they'll be in the postseason. 5A North, for you Hanover County listeners who've been so patient, top 16 teams are all in, but we're going to focus on the bottom half of the bracket right now. You've got Potomac Falls, Wakefield, Albemarle. They're 8-9-10 at 5-2. And then about a point behind them, three-quarters of a point behind Albemarle at 4-3 is number 11 Orange. George Marshall in Northern Virginia is following them in 12th. They're 4-3. They play number 9 Wakefield this week. So the winner of that game is going to put themselves in very good position. If you're Wakefield, in great position for the postseason. I think Atlee and Patrick Henry in that game are probably going to root for Wakefield to just say, yeah, let them go. We'll cede them a spot if it brings George Marshall closer back to us. The reason why is because George Marshall finishes their year against Jeb Stuart and TJ Alexandria, and those two teams have a combined record of 1-13. So the good news for George Marshall, winnable games. The bad news, not a lot of bonus points for wins for those opponents. So that works against them. Atlee comes into the game of the week against Patrick Henry, tied for 13th with Patrick Henry Roanoke, a half a point behind George Marshall. Now you see why, you know, Atlee fans should be Wakefield fans this week, for example. Atlee fans need to be Charlottesville fans this week because they host Orange. They need to be Powhatan fans this week. Powhatan takes on Albemarle. And those are the teams that Atlee is trying to catch up to. Now, 7/10 of a point behind Atlee and PH Roanoke is Potomac in 15th. Briar Woods is in 16th by 2/10 of a point over our Patrick Henry, Patrick Henry of Ashland. Briar Woods is 2-6, but they're ahead right now. Part of that is strength of the district. Part of that, in fact, a lot of it is the fact that they've played 8 games. Still to come for Briar Woods is Chantilly over in 6A North and Stonebridge, who is right now the 6th seed in 5A North. So it's going to be a rough schedule down the stretch for Briar Woods. And again, with that bye in the middle, that's a week where they sit at home and they can't collect many points. So it's a chance for Patrick Henry to catch up and overtake them and get back into the postseason. Huge game at Atlee this week. Cannot overstate how big this is for Brian Davis and his crew. Because not only would that possibly put them back in the top 16, it could put Atlee on the precipice of getting out of the top 16. And right now, those two teams are looking at each other as mortal enemies. You know, there's a playoff spot up for grabs, and we want it, and we don't want you to have it. And that's the atmosphere we're going to have at Atlee High School on Friday night. It's going to be very, very much desperation mode for both of these teams. And you're asking yourself, Rob, if Atlee's 3-4, how come they're higher ranked in the VHSL points than a 4-3 Patrick Henry team? And the correct answer is strength of schedule. Atlee has already played Highland Springs. Atlee has already played Henrico. Patrick Henry has not played Highland Springs yet. Atlee has already played Lee Davis. Patrick Henry has not played Lee Davis yet. Patrick Henry's schedule down the stretch is brutal. At Atlee, home to Highland Springs, at Lee Davis for the Tomato Bowl on November the 6th. But if they could pull out 2 wins, I believe they make the postseason. But then right behind them, Halifax is, what, 0.143 points behind Patrick Henry. Now, they're going to play Franklin County, a 6A team that's 0-8 this week. So Halifax, they can get a win there. They'll get some bonus points for beating a higher classification. But they're going to beat a team that doesn't have any victories, and so no bonus points there. So it's a have-have-not situation for Halifax. And they've played 8 games. They play Franklin County, then they go to George Washington, who's 6-1 right now, and then they sit home November the 6th and hope things go their way. So Patrick Henry will still, and Atlee as well, have things that they can play for November 6th that Halifax cannot. All right, to save the best for last, folks, and that is 5A South Central, because it all involves teams here in the RVA. LC Bird comes into the week number 1, just over 33 points. Hermitage is next at 30.571. Highland Springs right behind them at 30.143. Now let's talk about these three teams briefly for just a moment. We ran the numbers earlier today. LC Byrd, are they in the playoffs? Most likely. Are we going to say that they've clinched? We've not heard that from the VHSL, but it looks pretty certain. LC Byrd down the stretch, three home games, George Wythe, Huguenot, James River. They're going to get extra points for the winner of Cosby, James River this week. They're going to get extra points this week for the winner of Manchester in their game. And that is against Clover Hill, because LC Byrd has beaten them both. So they've got those extra points coming in as the weeks progress. But it's going to hurt LC Byrd to beat two 3A teams here in the next, well, a 3A team and a 4A team, I should say, because Huguenot's up to 4A, here in the next couple of weeks. What's going to hurt Hermitage is that they're playing teams that haven't won a lot. They got Mills Godwin at home this week. They got winless Glen Allen the next week. But then they got Douglas Freeman. And if Douglas Freeman comes in 9-0 and Hermitage beats them, then all of a sudden, things get really close for that top spot. Douglas Freeman, 2 points behind Highland Springs for fourth, and then Henrico's a little over a point behind them in fifth. No way either of them can catch Byrd, even if Douglas Freeman beats Hermitage. They just haven't had enough bonus points along the way. Henrico, same situation, the loss to Verina hurts. But let's just say, if Henrico beats Highland Springs this week, forget Highland Springs in the one seed. Henrico then vaults themselves into the conversation for a top three seed. But if Henrico beats Highland Springs and finishes 9-1, they could overtake Douglas Freeman for the three seed, for example, especially if Hermitage beats Freeman. Now, if Freeman beats Hermitage, all bets are off. But I think Byrd is looking really good for number one, okay? It's not mathematically locked that they're number one, but the road to the 5A South Regional Final looks like it's going to go, there's a good chance it's going to go through Chester. Again, I'm not trying to be vague here. I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, here are the mathematical probabilities, here are the mathematical possibilities, and here are the realities of what the schedules are like and what we've seen. Now, it gets a little interesting after that, because you've got Lee Davis at 6, a half a point behind Henrico, Matoaka about a half a point behind Lee Davis in 7th. Then you go back about 2 3/4 points to number 8, and there's a dogfight between Meadowbrook and Verina. They're within 2/10 of a point of each other. J.R. Tucker is 2.5 points behind Verina for 10th place. And Prince George is a half a point behind J.R. Tucker. So even if those three run the table, it's going to be difficult for them to catch even possibly the number 9 seed. Here's what we're looking at right now. Lee Davis is 3 points behind Henrico, 189 to 186. Matoaka is 2 points behind them at 184. And then you drop to Meadowbrook at 165 and Verina at 164. That's how close that 8 seed is. Meadowbrook could get a win over Thomas Dale. That would be huge. Verina can beat Highland Springs on closing night. That would be huge. This week, Meadowbrook, Thomas Dale, Verina, Armstrong. If Verina wins and Meadowbrook loses, you'll likely see a switchy. Verina will move up into the 8th spot. Matoaka, if they lose to Hopewell, there's a slight possibility that the 7th seed would be in play, but right now Matoaka is got a little bit of distance between itself and Meadowbrook, Verina. And if things shake out kind of the way we're looking at it, there's a possibility that in the final 2 weeks, and certainly in the last week of the season, it's going to just be, you know, how do you seed Highland Springs, Freeman, Henrico, Lee Davis, Matoaka between 3 and 7, and who's going to get 8, Meadowbrook or Verina? That is not to say J.R. Tucker is eliminated. They're not. Prince George is not eliminated. Prince George could run the table, beat Petersburg, Meadowbrook, and Hopewell especially. There is a very outside chance if Verina, say, stumbles and loses to Atlee and Highland Springs, Meadowbrook stumbles, loses to Prince, you know, to Thomas Dale or Dinwiddie, and of course Prince George has got part of this in their own hands because they host, they have to go, I should say, to Meadowbrook in week number 10, next Friday night, October 30th. That would be huge if they could get a win there. If they beat Petersburg, then they beat Meadowbrook, and they host Hopewell in week 10 at 4-5. And with a little bit of help, they could still be in the conversation. Although, you know, Verina could get a win over Armstrong and a win over Atlee. They could put a little bit of distance between them and the other three teams. So it looks like almost kind of a three-tiered system right now. LC Byrd looking good for the one seed, but Hermitage has a shot. Highland Springs has the slimmest of shots. And then after that, you've got Douglas Freeman, Henrico, Lee Davis, and Matoaka in that 4-7 area. You know, Freeman with a shot to jump up if they beat Hermitage closing night. Henrico with a shot this week if they could knock off Highland Springs on the road. And then you've got Meadowbrook Verina fighting for the 8th seed with J.R. Tucker and Prince George hanging on to a hope and a prayer in 5A South Central. Just for kicks, if the playoffs started this week, we'd get a couple of rematches. We'd have Meadowbrook going to L.C. Byrd. Matoaka would go to Hermitage. Lee Davis would have to go to Highland Springs. And Henrico and Freeman would be in the 4-5 game with the winner going to the winner of Byrd-Meadowbrook. But, of course, we got 3 weeks to go, and some of that's going to change before all is said and done. Again, you want to see the latest standings and the latest point totals, just go to rvasportsnetwork.com. That's rvasportsnetwork.com. And each week here on the Midweek Podcast, we will talk about the postseason upcoming in field hockey. We will talk about the end of the regular season next week in volleyball. We'll talk about conference tournament action and seedings as they come. We'll post all of that on our websites as we get them. And, of course, always send you updates on Twitter as well. But we'll also spend significant time talking about the what-ifs and wherefores and the out-of-town teams that are affecting the 804 teams and try to give you as much analysis as we possibly can as we head towards the postseason. That's it for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Rob Witham saying thank you so much for being with us. Each and every podcast, we're here during the fall season in the midweek. Last couple of weeks we've posted on Wednesday during the day. We wanted to get one down on Tuesday night this week and going to try to do that here down the stretch as we look ahead to football season. Speaking of which, game of the week, Friday night, Patrick Henry at Atlee. Listen live, 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, WHAN on the radio. Live online, you can hear it at rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net. All starts at 6:30 with the On the Sidelines preview powered by Sheehy Ford of Ashland. When I sit down with Mark Davis of NBC 12 and preview the entire night in the Central Region. The podcast, an exclusive presentation of the RVA Sports Network, intended just for our audience. You can't use it unless you get HCS Media LLC's permission. Okay? Okay. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you on the game of the week on Friday night, and our podcast returns Friday night after the game.